Okay, so we're in Daf Chavkimel tonight. So if you remember last night about machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and the machloket turned on if a person has relations with their sister, how many lavim does he violate? And the big nafkamina is if a person did a b'shogeg, was he chayav one korban chatat or two korbanot chatat? Let me just get a hold of that. So according to the Chachamim, you're chayiv for two lavim, and the two lavim are one is ervara chutcha barabich. That's one pasuk. That's in Vayikra Yudchet. Let me get Vayikra Yudchet out. It's at the end of Achrei Mot. So one second, let me get the Chumash out. So it's in page 650. So one pasuk says in pasuk Tet, this is in the art scroll on page 650. It's in Perak Yudchet and Vayikra pasuk Tet. Don't reveal the nakedness of your sister, whether she's your paternal or maternal sister. He says, don't reveal her nakedness. That's one pasuk. Then in pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, the erva of the daughter of your father's legal wife. You know, don't reveal. So the Gemara takes it that there's two lavim here. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. So that's what the Chachamim say. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says, you're only chayav for achotobo bad, not by eish raviv. So the Gemara ends up saying, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says, it says achotchahi. So it says achotchahi, it's only for your sister you're chayav for. So what does he use the second pasuk for when it says, erbat? About Eishet Avicha, what is that pasuk doing there? It's not teaching me another love. So the Gemara says, 6 lines from the bottom on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, So Libayle Mishesh Lo Yishud La Avicha Ba Prat La Achotom Yishivcha Vedekol. So it's to teach you that the sister has to be the offspring of somebody that would be permissible to your father, as opposed to a Shivcha. Or a non-Jewish woman. So, in other words, if it's your biological sister, but your father had sired her through a non-Jewish woman or through a shifcha, which is a slave woman, but shifcha kanani, and then you have relations with that sister, so then you're not chayav for this lav. You're not chayav for the lav. Okay, that's the way Rabbi Yosef learns the psukim. So then on Chaf Gimel Mem Aleph, we'll go down. So around 8 lines from the top on Chaf Gimel Mem Aleph. Everybody with me? So it says, "Nava'ema." Why can't we suggest something else? Maybe the Torah is really teaching me that it's according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's prat l'chayvi kritot. That if my father had relations with somebody, that he would be chayv karet. In other words, a forbidden relationship. So we spoke about one forbidden relationship with a non-Jewish woman or with a shifcha kanaanit. So then that was with the pshat that we said that you're not chayv. So the Gemara says, why can't I say that it's to slud chayve kritot? If my father had relations, an incestuous relationship with someone, chayv karet, and then that's my biological sister, maybe that's excluded. Because it says, ervat bat eishet avicha, the daughter of your father's wife. It could be his legal wife. They can't be a legal wife. So the kiddushin topes with chayve kritot. So Amar Kra, Rava says we're going to darshan out the first pasuk, which was pasuk. If you get a chumash out, it helps, Michael. If you get the chumash out on page 650 in pasuk Tet, so it says moledet bayit or moledet chutz. Whether she's like moledet bayit or moledet chutz, she's moledet bayit, she's like a proper wife or moledet chutz. Vein she'omim lo lavicha kayem. Whether we would say to the father, keep her, she's a good wife, would say, or we say, no, don't keep her, you can't stay around with her. And nevertheless, the Torah says, she's your sister. So in other words, it's getting tricky here. In other words, somebody is getting excluded from the mix. In other words, the Torah says, it has to be Eishet Avicha. So we said that if it's a non-Jewish woman, or Shivcha Kananit, that's excluded from the prescription. So the Gemara says, maybe there's somebody else I could exclude, or a different person I could exclude. That's the Chai B'Kritot. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Torah says, Moleta B'ayit and Moleta Chutz. Moleta B'ayit means we say keep the wife. Moleta Chutz, we say don't keep the wife. So nevertheless, it's Achor Chahi. So the Gemara says on line, okay, just wait, let's just wait a minute and we'll talk, okay? So the Gemara says on line 10, Ema, Bainsha, now here the Rosh Hashash says, according to our scroll, Bainsha Omenlo Avicha came, Bainsha Omenlo Avicha would say, Barakman Achor Chahi, Rabot Achotomi Shivcha Vered Kokavim. So the Gemara says, look, I could darshan that same Pasuk, Moleta B'ayit and Moleta Chutz, to include, and maybe this is what you were saying, in other words, from the non-Jewish woman. How did you figure out? Moleta Chutz is somebody your father shouldn't keep around. How did you figure out that, but nevertheless, she's Achotcha? How did you figure that's Chai B'Kritot? Maybe it's the non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, but Eishet Avicha. That it says, Bat Eishet Avicha, that's the second Pasuk, Pasuk in Aleph, says, Bat Eishet Avicha, the daughter of your father's wife, legal wife, so that excludes your sister who comes from a shifta, from a shifka kanani, or non-Jewish woman, because there can't be any ishas there. So the Gemara says, Umara ita. In other words, we have two candidates for exclusion. One candidate is the daughter of the shifka and the non-Jewish woman. The other candidate is if your father had an incestuous relationship, the rechayv karet. So one of those we're going to exclude from the prohibition of Achotcha. So the Gemara says, one we're going to exclude is the non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara says, Mara'ita, how did you figure out that that's the one you're going to exclude? Maybe when the Pasuk says, let it chutz, it means even, you know, it means that even the one who's the non-Jewish woman, maybe that's even also the sister. And the one who's the chiv kareid is excluded. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, chai v'kritur ha'v'lil rabot. The Gemara says it's more logical as between, we have two outliers. One is the non-Jewish woman and the shifcha kananit, and the other is the incestuous relationship that he chai v'kareid. One of them is going to be included in the proscription of achotcha, one not. So how did you figure out that the non-Jewish woman and the shivka is out the door, and the chivikari are included in the prohibition? So the Gemara says, "Mistab rechavi kriyut habla the rabbon." It makes more sense that if the sister resulted from a chivikari, it would be included in the prohibition. Shkein tafsi behen kiddushin la'alma. So there's no kiddushin between a man and a non-Jewish woman. There's no kiddushin between a man and a shivka kanani. There's no kiddushin between a man and a chivikari. There's no kiddushin anywhere. But the chivikari could have kiddushin with someone else in the world. In other words, the shivka kanani, the non-Jewish woman, no Jew could be kaddish them. The chiv karet, let's say the father is involved with his sister, so he has no kiddushin there, but someone else in the world could have kiddushin with her, so she's in the parsha for it. So the Gemara says, so that makes more sense to include that in the prohibition. So the Gemara says, adraba, punk faker, shivka v'rekochavim halil rabot, the Gemara says, look, I could argue that a non-Jewish woman and a shifcha kanani, if they convert, or that would be the non-Jewish woman, or the shifcha kanani should be released from Avdus, so then they would be Jewish. And at that point, he could be, even the person himself who had this illicit relationship could be Mekadesh. So that cuts towards saying that they are included in the prohibition. So the Gemara says, l'chi megayra gufa achrinahi. The Gemara says, look, when the woman converts, she's like a new person. Like we said, Gersha, Gayer, Kantanch Nola Dami. When a person converts, he's a different person. It doesn't make sense when the Torah refers to somebody being excluded that we're going to say that, if they convert, then they're different. But it's a different person. It's not who the Pasuk is speaking about. Okay, let's just summarize, and then we'll go on in a minute. So, again, this is all working within Reb Yossi B'Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda said there's only one prohibition, and that's for Achotcha, your sister. That was in Pasuk Tet on page 650. Erba Achotcha, Baravicha Bari Mecha, Maleta B'Ayit, Maleta Chutz, Lo Tegaleh Erbatan. So if that's the case, what's the purpose of the second Pasuk Yeralef, Erba B'Ayit Eishet Avicha, that the Erba of the daughter of your husband's, of your father's wife? So the Gemara ends up saying that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is learning that the mother of this sister has to be someone who could be eligible to be your father's wife, and someone who's not eligible can't be. So the Gemara says it's talking about a shivcha Canaanite or a non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe it's talking about chayvei kares because they're also not eligible. So the Gemara says, yeah, but pasuk tet says moledet bayit or moledet kutz. Moledet bayit or moledet kutz means there's somebody we say keep this woman or send her out. So moledet kutz is a person that would be a chayvei kares. So the Gemara says, how did you figure out that the kares is the one who's included in the prohibition, and the non-Jewish woman is the one that's excluded? So the Gemara ends up saying that logically, the non-Jewish woman or the shifka, so kiddushin are not toface with anybody in the world. They have no kiddushin with anybody in the world. The chiv karet, he can't have kiddushin, but somebody else could have kiddushin with her. All right, let me pause for a second. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay. All right, here's a suit, okay. The father had a relationship with a Jewish woman. The father had a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. So biologically, he has a sister. That's his biological sister. All right, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that that sister is excluded from the prohibition here in the Torah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, that's it. Okay, all right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let me go further, and then let me just get through the sugya. Okay, let's all focus. Okay, now. Okay, so we're midway down the column on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? So the Gemara says Rabbanan. Now again, the Chachamim, they learned both Pesukim. The Chachamim learned Pesukim teach me that you're over on two lavim, one for Akol Ka and one for Bat Eishet Avicha, if you have relations with the sister. So Rabbanan Lemuyuti Shivcha V'Rechukavim Menalehu. Where the Chachamim who were mechulak with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, where do they learn that the non-Jewish woman and the daughter of a Shivcha Kananit, that they're excluded from the prohibition, because that is the pasuk that they used to teach me the love. So Nafkluhu Meishavi L'Dati Eladonel. So they learn it because the pasuk says in Parshat Mishpatim that the Isha, in other words, that the Shivcha Kananit and her offspring belong to the master. So they belong to the master. You're not in the parsha. It's not your mishpacha. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda would say, yeah, that pasuk is, I agree with that pasuk that's by the Shivcha Kananit, but any one pasuk teach me Shivcha, the offspring of Shivcha Kananit is excluded. Another pasuk teach me the offspring of a non-Jewish woman is excluded. So this pasuk in Parshat Acharimot is going to exclude the non-Jewish woman, and the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim is going to exclude the daughter of the Shivcha Kanani. With Tzrichi, both pasukim are necessary. The Yeshmin and Shivcha, if the Torah only told me the Shivcha is excluded, the daughter of the Shivcha is excluded from the prohibition, Mishum De'ein L'chayis. I would say because a Shivcha has no lineage. In other words, it's a pasuk that Rashi quotes. It's Shvulachem Poima Chamur. It says that Avram Avinu says to Eliezer and Ishmael, Shvulachem Poima Chamur, stay with the Chamur. So Chazal take it, it's like Amadom and Lachamur, that Eliezer was an Eved and he's Amadom and Lachamur. Let me see where the Rashi is. Right. He says, so Shivcha in Lachayas, he says, Dechiv Imha Chamur. And so he says here, Aval Ovedik, back in the Gemara, Aval Ovedik Kavim Lechayis Emelo. But I would have thought that an Ovedik Kavim, a non-Jewish woman that does have like Yichus vis-a-vis father, son, daughter, in other words, children are called after her. So Rashi quotes Pasuk, Baladan ben Baladan. We see the non-Jews are called the son of their father. And similarly, Hadad Rimon ben Tav Rimon, even though they're non-Jews. So Emelo. So I would have thought, you're right, the offspring's not Jewish, but I would have thought that, yeah, it's called your sister because there's a yichus for them. So therefore, the Torah had to teach me about the non-Jewish woman. He says, V'yesh p'inu v'edekul kavim, and the Torah only taught me the non-Jewish woman, please look inside. Mishum d'lo shaycha b'mitzvot. I'd say she's out of the parsha because she's not Jewish, she has no connection with mitzvot. Aval shifcha the shaycha b'mitzvot, but a shifcha is chayav b'mitzvot like a woman, right? So there's a Gzeir Shava, which Rashi mentions, La Lami Isha. It says by the woman, what does it say? I think Vachata Bla Sefer Kritut. And it says La by the Isha, by the Eved. What's the Pasuk by the Eved? I can't remember right now. Is that it? That might be the pasuk by the Isha. He says, "Beim shlashel lo yaselah." That might be the pasuk by the Isha, and by the Eben, I can't remember what the pasuk is. Anyway, he says, "But there's a gzeira shava about shivka the shaycha b'mitzvot eimalor." I'd say, "No, it's tricha." Anyway, so the point is, Rabbi Yossi Rebbe is mowed down that pasuk about the Eved, but he needs two pasukim. One to teach me the non-Jewish, the daughter of the non-Jewish woman, and one teach me the daughter of the Shifcha Kananit, that they're both considered out of the Parsha for Achod. Rabbanan, Ashkan Shifcha, Vedek L'chavim Menalu. So the Chachamim, yeah, we have a Pasuk, teach me the offspring, the Shifcha, that's the Hayishabi L'Del Tiel Adonera, Vedek L'chavim Menalu. Where do they know that a non-Jewish woman is excluded from the prohibition? But he came and me shivcha. People say, look, they'll compare it to a shivcha. Shivcha they concede is not included. So I'll analogize this like the shivcha, so to the non-Jewish woman. I know mitzvah srifa, but we said, well, I need two psukim for it, so I can't compare. We just said one from one, I can't learn, right? I can't learn from the shivcha itself because the shivcha has no lineage. So maybe the other one different. So again, we're on the hunt for a source for how do I feel the non-Jewish woman is excluded from the prohibition of achotcha. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Moraim. There's a Mesorah from the town of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Amar Kroi, he has the Pasuk says, and we mentioned this Pasuk earlier, it's at the end of Vayit Chanan. He has Sir ben Chami Acharai. So if you remember, at the end of Vayit Chanan, Torah says, let me get the Pasuk open. Once I get the bookmark here, and we'll get the Pasuk. So if you have an Arthur Chumash, it helps. But it's at the end of Vayit Chanan. Okay, page 976. Okay, so page 976 in the Artsful Chumash, Perek Zion, Pasuk Gimel. So the Torah says, V'lo tidchatein ba'am, coming to Eretz Israel, don't intermarry with the people there, i.e., nitcha lo tidchatein lefno. Don't give your Jewish daughter to the non-Jewish man's son. Uvito, don't take the non-Jewish man's daughter, lo tidchatein lefnecha, don't take it for your son. But all intermarriage is prohibited, whether it's the Jewish woman or the Jewish man. But then the next pasuk at the top line on page 978, he asir ben chame acharai, because he, and here the asir is he will take. So the Gemara takes it that the non-Jewish father, yasir ben chame acharai, he will pull your grandson away from my service. Ba'abdu elohim acharim. But it doesn't say ki tasir, that the non-Jewish, you know, woman will take your ben away from me. So since it says Yasir bin Chami Acharai, that it's your son, in other words, it's your grandson, but he, the non-Jewish father, will pull him away from my service. So back in the Gemara, so Amar Yochanan Shur Shur, Amar Krak, Yasir bin Chami Acharai, bin Chami Yisraeli Kari Bincha, your son, if the mother is Jewish, that's called your son. But if the mother is a non-Jewish woman, it's not called your son. So we extrapolate, if it's not called your son from a non-Jewish mother, so then Mistama is not called your sister from a non-Jewish mother. Elabina. So Amaravina, Shmamina, Ben Bitcha, Bamin Ovekochabin, Karui Bincha. So Vina says, from here we can extrapolate that the son of your daughter, your grandson, who comes from, you know, if the son-in-law is not Jewish, he's called Ben Chai, your son, your grandson. So Lamech Sava Ravina, so should we say that Ravina holds, Oveku Chav Ebed Ababa Yisrael Ablad Kasher? Should we say that he holds that if you have a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man, the offspring is Kasher? In other words, he's an untainted offspring. If you remember, we learned something in the Gemara, there's one opinion that holds that he's a mamzer. Should we say that he holds he's Kasher? So the Gemara says, Nehi, the mamzer lohavi, Kasher Nami lohavi, Yisrael Pasul Mikri. He says, look, the fact that he's not a mamzer doesn't mean that he's kasher. So there could be a taint that extends to the offspring of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father. And I was talking this over with Rabbi Sobolovsky today. The issue would be, let's say they have a daughter. The daughter might be pasul through a kohen. And if they, maybe, in other words, you'd have to, you know, you know, speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi for this arise. And if he has a son and the son has relations with a woman, that woman could be passeled for kuhuna, possibly. But but that would be the way it goes. Okay, let me just wrap up the Gemara and then we'll stop, we'll talk, we'll have a conversation. So the Gemara says, yeah, but hi b'shiva umokti, that pasuk that we just read from that Kanan is talking about if you have relations with one of the seven nations, the Hiti, the Amori, the Chavi, the Hivi, the Busi. He says, so how do I know that if your daughter has relations with a non-Jew who's not one of the Shiva Amim, that is still considered to be Jewish, right? That pasuk is talking about the Shiva Amim. How do we know about the other nations? So the Gemara says, "Ki yasir rabot kolam asirim." This is a little tricky, that the word yasir is superfluous to, that we can extrapolate from there that anyone who would be mesir, anyone who would pull your grandson away. So he means like this, the way Rashi explains, let me say it outside, then we'll do it inside. So there's Gemara in the second Bava Metzia, where Reb Shimon is Dorish Tam of Likra. Hello. So we're on Chaf Gimel and Aleph, around 5 lines to the bottom, 23a. So if you remember, it says, Lo Tachavol Beged Almanah. Don't take security, the garment of an Almanah, So there's Machlok between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon say, the Pasuk says, don't take her as security. So it doesn't matter if the Almanah is wealthy, it doesn't matter if she's poor. So in other words, you know, when she borrowed money, I don't know if she had a liquidity problem or whatever. It doesn't make a difference if she's a millionaire with lots of assets or she's a poor money. You can't take her begging as security. Reb Shimon is Dorish Tamid Kra, means throughout shots is Dorish Tamid Kra. Means he looks at the mitzvot and he analyzes what's the reason for the mitzvah. And based on what he determines to be the reason for the mitzvah, he, you know, extrapolates different halachot. So Reb Shimon says, when the Torah says, Lo Tachavol Beged Almanah, the Torah anticipates that the Almanah will be a poor person. So if you take her beged, her night clothes, as your security, then each night you have to return it to her, and in the morning you'll come back and pick it up from her. So then you're going to give her a bad name among the neighbors, like what's she going on with this guy who'll lend her the money, and stuff like that. But where, according to Shimon, the borrower is not poor, so then you could take the beged as security. So here, Reb Shimon is going to be Doresh that I know the reason that I would know without the Torah saying anything. I would know the reason the Torah says don't intermarry because the non-Jewish partner is going to pull the offspring away from my service. So I know that. So if that's the case, assuming that to be the case, the words ki asir are superfluous because I know that without that. I know that that's the purpose. So therefore, the words ki asir are available for me to darshan that it includes all the Masirim. Now, the only thing is, if I take that away, so Kiyasir is that phrase we were using to darshan to teach me that the offspring of a non-Jewish woman, of a Jewish woman, is Jewish. And so the Pnei Yeshua asked this question, he said in the Arsua, I didn't look it up, in Kiddushin. But anyway, but that's what the Gemara wants to say right now. Let me just do Rashi. Let me do a few more lines in the Gemara, then we'll summarize, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, 20 lines to the bottom in Rashi. But if Shimon Zarish Tamid Kra, everybody with me in the Rashi, 10 lines above where it gets white. The Parakamakab above Matsya, Almanania, if it's a poor Almana, poor widow, Amamashkinarota, you can't take security from her. Avalashira, Mamashkin, but if she's wealthy, you could take Mashkon. And the Bach says, Mashkinarota. He says, Sha'ain, he says, you're not obligated to give the garment back to her. You're not going to give her a bad name among the neighbors. Alma darish tama dlotach beged almanah. So we see the Tanur of Shimon, he darshens, the reason Torah says, lo tach vol beged almanah, don't take security, bishum shem ra, u motzi ashirim enekal. So as a result of what he darshens, so he says a wealthy almana is in a different chelak. So now, taking the sheet of Reb Shimon and then putting it in our sugya, Reb Shimon is easy. Even if the Torah would not tell me the reason not to intermarry with the non-Jews, I would know on my own that the reason he doesn't say to do it because he's going to like pull the offspring away. I don't need the pasuk to tell me the reason, according to Reb Shimon. So kiyasir is now available to teach me not just the Shiva Amimim, but all the nations. Okay, let me just do a few more lines, then we'll pause. Then back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says four lines to the bottom. Hanichal Reb Shimon Zarish Tama Dekra. So according to Tan Reb Shimon, I got it. That works out well. El Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan Menalahu. So again, we had a machloket in our sugi between the Chachamim and Reb Yossi Reb Shimon. So Reb Yossi Reb Shimon had one pasuk teach me the non-Jewish people, another pasuk teach me the Shifra, and then the so we said, where do the Chachamim know? Where do the Chachamim know the non-Jewish people? You know that if your father has relations to the non-Jewish woman, that the achod is not included. So then I came out to this pasuk Yasir ben Cha. So the Gemara says, yeah, according to Reb Shimon, it works out well. Il Rabbanan Menalahu. But the Chachamim here, that's only Reb Shimon. So according to Reb Shimon, I have a source, but I'm talking about the Chachamim here. So the Gemara says, Mantan of the Paglaith Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. I misstated his name before. It's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. I said Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Tanah who's called like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Reb Shimon. The Gemara says it's Reb Shimon. So in Achinami, the two Tanim who are having a machloket here are Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. So Reb Shimon is the Tanah Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon, so he's got a source for it. Okay. Now, wait. 30 more seconds. Then I'm going to open up the floor. Just give me another 30 seconds. 30 more seconds. Let me just check something. I'm going to check one thing. I'll give him one second. Oh, you know what? I want to do one more Rashi and I want to do one more thing with you. Right. Now, if it's a wealthy widow, everybody agrees I don't have to return it to her at night. In other words, because the return to her at night, but the Torah says lo tachavol beged amanah, don't take the security. So if it's a wealthy widow, he wants to say I could take the security. Okay, let me do one more Rashi and then I'll be it. Okay, wait a second, last Rashi. So the Torah says el rabbanan istrikra lefirushi tama b'shiva ubo kufayum. Pretty for Chachamim, I need this pasuk to tell me the reason by the Shiva Amadim. He says by the seven nations. So the Gemara learns that the Gentiles outside of Israel aren't the real true blue idolaters. They just go through the motions. They don't really believe in the Avodah Zarah. So I don't have an extra word, and how many other nations? He says, there's a pasuk by the Melech. He shouldn't have a lot of wives, and they shouldn't sway his heart. Reb Shimon, it's superfluous. And here it does explain it. Okay. So, all right, let's just summarize what we did. So we went through. So basically, we went through the sugya with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. And we said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda has two sources. One source teaches him that the daughter of the Shifcha Kenanit, that'll learn like the Chachamim, that it says, Shulachem Poi Machamor. What was the pasuk? It says, Aishabi Ladati Ladonea. So the woman and her offspring belong to the master. So if it belongs to the master, so it's not your sister. That's fine by the daughter of the Shifcha Kenanit. And again, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda will learn, how do I know non-Jewish woman, I'm going to learn from the Pasuk, it says, Eshed Abicha, so she can't be Eshed Abicha, so those women are out of the Parsha. But the Chachamim, they don't have Eshed Abicha available, so they have the Pasuk for the Shifcha, what do they know the Amamim? So the Gemara says they're going to learn from this Pasuk, Ki Asir Ben Chami Acharai, so that the offspring of a non-Jewish woman is not called your offspring, so it's not called your sister. That's where they learn it from. So then the Gemara said, so that's good for the Shiva Amanim within the Chachamim, but how am I going to know other nations according to the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, who are the Chachamim? The Chachamim are the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is Dorish Tama Dikra. So according to him, the words Kiyasir is superfluous. So he learns this includes all the Masirim, everyone that will pull your child away from my Avoda. Okay, who's got a question? Comes to us? Anything we did so far? All right, well, let me Daniel and you go.
He said, "Anna the Melech Amor."
Right.
The insult. Why are we coming at her? Just because of a sentence? Okay, you see the donkey now. And what's is there anything more than that? What are we saying?
No.
So maybe have it written down over there. I mean, anybody who comes to Caesar, it's very insulting, no?
Well, what can I tell you? This is it. Okay. Okay. Daniel said. Okay.
We try to give respect to everybody over there, and here coming and.
All right. Okay. Daniel says the pasuk. I'm a dom and chamor is insulting to non-Jews. I don't know what to say. Okay, go ahead. You mean after Sancheriv came, it was Babel Ulumos, but that makes the question even stronger. So then it's more important that I learn a source for the non-Shivam. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, so we're up to a new Mishnah. Is everybody with me? 23b, the top line. Everybody with me? Okay, so Manitin, this gets a little complicated, but nothing that everybody here can handle. Okay, Manitin, Mishikadei Shechat Mishtei Achayot. Now, if a person was Mekadesh one of two sisters, you have Rachel and Leah, he's Mekadesh one of them. She doesn't know which one he was Mekadesh. How could this be? So Rashi in the Gemara says it could be that both sisters designated a Shliach LeKabbalah. In other words, a woman who designates somebody with authority to accept Kiddushin on her behalf. So Rachel and Leah could have both designated Zvulun to be their agent to be Mekabel Kiddushin. And Zvulun gets together with Reuven, and Reuven said to Zvulun, now we don't know whether he clarified at the time or didn't clarify at the time, the Gemara will say, but he did a deal with him, and then they don't know which one he was Mekadesh, okay? So we have Nishkei Shechat Mishtei Achayot, then Yudei Ezem in Kadesh, doesn't know which he was Mekadesh. Noting, and there was, Rashi says this on the Gemara, and there was a fellow in the Beis Medrash, Yonatan Drori mentioned this, Rabbi Yonatan Drori mentioned this to me. So he says, so he doesn't know which was Mekadesh, no, can get Lazu, but get Lazu. So he doesn't know he's Mekadesh, so he can't, one woman is his wife, one woman is the wife's sister. So he's caught between a rock and a hard place. So he has to give a get to both of them. That's the only way he can do it. He has to divorce both wives. He says, now, mate, let's say before he can give the getting out, he, Reuven, dies. Below Achachad, he's got one brother. So Reuven has one brother, Shimon. And then Reuven dies, he's got Rachel Leah. And he doesn't know whether his brother Reuven was married to Rachel. He doesn't know if Reuven was married to Leah. So one woman is his Yavama, and one is the sister of the Yavama. He's the below Achachad, Cholaitz the Shteyan. So the brother Shimon has to do Chalitza with both of them. Now, you can't, now you would think Rashi says maybe you should be Cholaitz with one and then do Yibam with the other one. He says he can't because that's a Chot Chalitza To. In other words, the one who did Chalitza is like your wife. So even though he did Chalitza with her, it's a Chot Chalitza To. It's his Chalitza's sister. So he can't do this. He's got to do chalitza with both. Now, more third line of the Mishnah, Hayulo Shnayim. Now, let's say Reuven had two brothers. So Reuven has Shimon and Levi, and Reuven is not sure who he was, and then Reuven dies. He's not sure he's Mekadesh. So Echad Choleitz V'Echad Miyabim. Now, one brother will do chalitza with one of them. Let's say Shimon will do chalitza with Rachel. Rachel might be Reuven's wife, might not be Reuven's wife. If it's Reuven's wife, she does chalitza. And if it's not the wife, no harm, no foul. He says, V'chad, I mean, a slight foul because now she's passed for Kuna, but that's it. He says, V'chad miyabim. The other one, Levi, could do Yibam now with Leah. In other words, there were two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Reuven didn't know he was Mekadesh. Then Reuven died. Reuven left two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon is going to do Chalitza with one, with Rachel, and then Levi, should he choose, could do Yibam with Leah, because what's the only problem with Leah vis-a-vis Levi? So the only thing is, it's Achot Zekukato. In other words, Levi also had a Zika with, maybe with Rachel and with Leah. So if it's Rachel, Leah might be Achot Zekukato, the sister of his Zika. But once Chalitz has been done, that terminates the Zika. So he's in the clear with that. Okay, Kanmu Bekinsu, let's say they didn't hang around. Reuven and Shimon, I don't know, they liked Rachel and Leah. They weren't interested in hearing halakhot. They didn't go to the Beis Din, and then they married them. They married them outside of the Beis Din. Ein motzi miyadam. Now, we can't force them, or we're not going to force them to divorce those wives, because each one ketaina, my wife is, in my view, was Reuven's real wife, so I did Yibam with her. And even, Rashi says, let's see the Rashi, on the eighth narrow line, Emotim Yadam, the Chokhab Achad Amar, and Ashab here in the Sivi, each one tied is I married properly. Be'inami Haba Ipcha, Charishon Yibom, the Yibom, Kinesa Chotzukukato. So let's say the worst case scenario, let's say one of them, you did Yibam first. In other words, they're both marrying them. So they're both, in essence, doing Yibam. So let's say the first one to get married, let's say it was not the widow, it was the sister of the widow. That's a chotzuku kato. He says, Hahi shaita badai havi asira. So at that moment, she was prohibited to him. So that wasn't right. But then when Shimon marries Leah, shehi yivim to pakazika me'ira kamafre. So retroactively, the zika is removed from the other wife. So either way, we're not, under these circumstances, we're not going to force anybody, even though it was wrong for them to marry both of them, to do yibam with both of them, we're not going to force them to divest themselves of the wives. Okay, now, the cases only get more complicated.
Before you complicate it.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, question. Fern, right?
We always use Rachel and Leah as an example. Is this really right. The story of Rachel, of the real Rachel and Leah? I don't know the real one,
but this is one of our Rachel and Leah stories. In other words, you're right, they're sisters. So this is very apropos for Rachel and Leah. I don't know if this is the real one, but this is a very appropriate analogy to them. There was no Yaakov in the story. There was just Reuven. Okay, now, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is what I spoke about. Now, everybody understand this? Because the cases only get more complicated from here. Go. Okay, we'll get to this in the Gemara. Wait a few minutes for that. Okay, Rafi was asking how the marriage should go forward, so I said, wait till the Gemara. Okay, any other questions? Okay, let's keep moving in the Gemara. Now we're on 1, 2, 3, the fifth line in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achayot. So now we have two, now it's not two brothers, two non-brothers were Mekadesh two Achayot. So you will hear the way Rav Kahati had was Reuven and Gershon. So Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achayot. So Reuven and Gershon are Mekadesh Rachel Leah. Zeinu De'ezek Kidesh V'Zeinu De'ezek Kidesh. So each one knows they're Mekadesh one of them, but Reuven doesn't know if his wife is Rachel or his wife is Leah, and Gershon doesn't know if his wife is Rachel or his wife is Leah. So the only way out of this, they don't change the gittin. Each one is going to have to give two gittin. So Reuben's going to give two gittin, one get to each wife. They don't change the gittin, and then Gershon will give two gittin, and then that's it. So May 2, let's say before they can give all these four gittin, they both die. Reuben and Gershon are dead. Now it's getting more complicated. So Reuben and Gershon are dead. Reuben didn't know who he was married to, that was Rachel Leah, and Gershon doesn't know who he was married to. L'za'ach. Each one left a brother. Reuben left Shimon, and Gershon left Kahat, brothers. Zecholei s'shteyan. So here, similarly to the first case, each of the surviving brothers should do chalitza with each wife, because we don't know which wife is really the deceased brother's wife. Someone would do chalitza with each one, maybe Shia, and the other would be achod, is a kukato, achod chalitza. I can't do yibam with either one. Now, now, let's say one brother, Reuven, has one surviving brother, Shimon. And then the other one, but Gershon has two surviving brothers. He's got Kahan and Merari. So he says, Hayachid Cholis Hashem. So the sole surviving brother of Reuven is going to have to do Chalisa with both of them. He has no choices, though. But Hashnayim, but as with Kahan and Merari, Echad Cholis V'Echad Miyabe. One has to do chalitza, and then the other one could do yibum. In other words, if he does chalitza with one, and then there's only one left, if everybody's done chalitza, there's only the last one's left, so what are the possibilities? So the last one could be his brother's wife, it's fine, or the last one might be the sister of his brother's wife, but chalitza was already done with that woman, so if he chooses, he could do yibum with her. Kanmu v'kinsu. If the two brothers, that's Kahat and Merari, if they didn't listen to halacha, and then they each married one of the wives, one of the surviving women, ein motzi miyadam, we wouldn't be motzi it from them, because each one kentaina, I married the one that was really my, in other words, on the Reuven side of the equation, Shimon is doing chalitza to both women. So he's out of the picture now. So now we're only left with the Gershon's side of the equation. Gershon's got two brothers. So it's similar to the first case, where both brothers, they do Yibam. So here, it's supposed to do Yibam. So each brother, Katina, that I'm the one, I think I had the widow. And even if one of them, the first one to get married, maybe he didn't have the widow, but then the other one who gets married would have no problem with marrying the sister, because then she would be the widow, but she would be, you know, worst case scenario would be that it's, in other words, if the first brother to get married actually married the true wife, so then this is Achotze Kukato, the sister of the one he had Zika with, but the Zika, you know, terminates once he does the Yibam. Okay, now the case gets more complicated. We'll wrap this up. We'll summarize the mission. We'll go forward. Okay, Lezeshnayim. Let's say each brother had two surviving brothers. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven doesn't know who he's married to, Rachel, Leah. But Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And then Gershon doesn't know if he's married to Rachel, Leah. And Gershon is Kahar and Rari. It says, means one brother from each side is going to do Chalisa to one of the women. So on the Reuven side, Shimon is going to do Chalisa with Rachel. And then Kahat is going to do Chalitza with Leah. So each woman got Chalitza from one source. Achiv Shalzeh Miyabim Chalutza Shalzeh. Then the brother, Shimon's brother, which is Levi, he'll do Yibum with the one that got Chalitza from the other side. In other words, Levi's brother Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel. So now Leah is open to him, because the first one did the Chalitza. And Leah got Chalitza from Kahat. He says, V'achiv shalzeh miyabim chalutza to shalzeh. And then the other brother, which is Merari, he'll do Yibam with the other one that Shimon was did Chalitza with. So, okay, please. Okay, so it means like this. Okay, one second. Let me just finish, and then we'll do the best we can. Okay, so kan mushnayim b'chaltzu. Now, let's say two brothers on one side of the equation, Shimon and Levi, jumped ahead and did chalitza with kan mushnayim b'chaltzu. So they did a chalitza with both women, Rachel and Leah. It says lo yabu hashnayim. So on the other side of the equation, the other two brothers shouldn't do yibum with both of them. Obviously, bad. But if they go ahead and they marry them, we're not going to force them to take it out. Okay, wait. Let me go over. One second. All right, let me just do one Rashi, and then I got to run. Okay, above where it gets wide. 8 lines of work is wide. We said that, remember, we have Reuven and Gershon died. They each leave two brothers. So one brother is going to do Chalitza with one of the wives, and the other brother is going to do, on the other side, is going to do Chalitza with the other wife. So he says, then the third brother is going to marry or do Yibam with the wife that got Chalitza from the other side of the equation, and the other one the same way. So Rashi says, Vashtayim Nechad Chalitz, in the Rashi, around 15 lines where it gets wide. No, I'm sorry. Achiv Shosem Yabim Chalutza Zed, the other Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Turn by. Iman of Shach. Imzu Yavimto Shapir Nasiv. If this is Yavama, then it's fine. Shrei Achiv Lo Chalatz Lezu. His brother didn't do Chalitz. In other words, if I look at the Reuven side of the equation, so Shimon did Chalitz with Rachel. So viewed only from that side of the equation, Rachel's out of the equation now. Now leave Leah. So Levi is going to do Yibum with Leah. He says, and if it's not his Yivama, then it's fine. So it's the sister, the one he had Zika with, Leka, Shere Chalatzachiv La'achotash, Yivimto, Pakazika. So I don't have to worry about that because my brother did chalisa, so that terminates the zika. The only other problem is that maybe she's the one that the other side had, the other one's widow, in which case she's not allowed to marry anybody till that side does chalisa. So she got chalisa from the other side with that. Okay, I have to move on. Let me have 1 minute for questions and go on. What's up, Okie Rappi? There's no way to consummate this marriage because you don't know what's going on with that. There's no way to go forward with that. Okay, I mean, until after the chalitza and the ibum, then they're consummating it. Okay, let me go on to the Gemara and then we're going to wrap it up. Okay, so two lines above, three lines above, it gets wide. So the Gemara says, Shvami na kiddushin shem misrun the bia, habu kiddushin. So it's your point, Rafi. The Gemara says, is machloket in the Gemara sech kiddushin. If a person's mekadesh and isha, but there's some halachic barrier to him having bia with the woman, is that called kiddushin? So the Gemara says here, if I'm a Kaddish, one of two women, and I don't know which of the women, then I can't have bia with either one of them. So it's Kiddushin Shalom Sinurbi, and yet the Gemara seems to consider it to be Kiddushin. So that would be, that's like a baya in the Gemara. It's machloket by Barabba, whether it's good or not. So the Gemara says, you don't have proof from here, because hachamay askinan, what can I say we're dealing with in the Mishnah, shehukru b'sof in the arvu, that at the time of the Kiddushin, Reuven knew he was Mekadesh, and then afterwards he got confused. So he knew at the time he was Mekadesh, who he was Mekadesh, and afterwards he got confused. Dekanami de Katani, we could deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah, says, Ve'ein Yodea, he doesn't presently know who the wife is. Lo Katani Ve'ein Yodu, it's not known. Ein Yodu means it was never known. Ein Yodea, he doesn't know now. Shmami knows. So there we do. So the Gemara says, the way the Bach has, you might come Ashbalon. So the Gemara takes it that these halachot are so obvious. So what is, in other words, if he's Mekadesh one or two women, he doesn't know he's Mekadesh, so he has to give a get to both of them. That's obvious. So the Gemara says, Umay Kamash Balan. So the Gemara says, Sefer and Tzrichalei. He needs the later line in the Mishnah. It says, Mate below Achachad. In the first case, if Reuven dies and leaves one brother, Cholates the Shtayan, then Shimon has to be Cholates for both wives. Ayulo Shnayim, if Reuven leaves two brothers, Echad Cholates for Chad Miyabim. So one will do Cholisa, the other will do Gibam. So the chiddush is dafu mechlatz b'chadre yibume, that the chalitza has to come first, and then the yibum of a yibume b'reishalo. He can't do yibum first. In other words, he can't have somebody doing yibum with one of these two remaining women. The kapaga b'chotz zekukato, because that's the sister of his zekukato. In other words, this is a zika between the women and the surviving brothers. So if you do yibum first, and the other woman was really the wife, so then you're having Yibam with the sister of your, the one you have Zika with, like sort of like a type of marriage. So you can't do that. So I have to do Chalitza. One brother has to do Chalitza first. The next brother will do the Yibam. Okay. Now, fourth wide line. Shanaim Shekitru Shtei Achei B'chulei. Now we're doing the second case in the Mishnah, the Gemara is, you have two brothers that were cut, two people, not brothers, two brothers who were Kaddish, two sisters, B'chulei. So from this section, we see that kiddushin that weren't given for bia are considered to be kiddushin, since you have two people in Mekadesh, so that neither one knows who is Mekadesh. So here they knew initially, and then afterwards they got permission. And again, we said that the case is that both his sisters appointed the same shliach with Kabbalah, and they knew originally, and then they forgot. So dekanami de katani ve'en yodea, I could do this from a careful reading the Mishnah because it's Ba'en Yodeya, but Lokatani Ba'en Yodua, Shmamina. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Balan. So what is the second section teaching me? The Gemara takes it, if I have two men, Mekadesh, one of two women, they both have to give get into both. That seems obvious. So the Gemara says, Sefer Tzrichalei. Like here, as in earlier case, it's the later lines of the Mishnah, which are the Chiddush. Meitu, if both individuals die, in my example it was, or the example that Rav Kahati had, it was Reuven and Gershon. You know, one Reuven has one brother, surviving brother, and Gershon's got two surviving brothers. Hayachid cholitz shteyan. So the yachid has to do chalitza to both of them. Shnayim echad cholitz v'chad miyabim. And with the shnayim, one does chalitza, one is miyabim. So the Gemara says that's a chiddush pshita. Hayna reisha. That's the same halacha as the reisha. So mal detema ligzor trei atuchad kamash shmolan. So the Gemara says I might have thought I should make a gzeira of the two, and with the two brothers, one's going to do chalitza, one's going to do yibam. So I might have thought, you know, I shouldn't allow anybody on that side of the equation to do yibam, because Shimon is one brother, and then Kahat and Merari are two brothers, but Shimon, as he looks at the situation, thinks it's not fair. They get to do Yibam with one of them. I should get to do Yibam with one of them. And he's not allowed to do Yibam because each one might be the sister of his Chalutzato. So the Gemara says, I might think this is Xavier. Nobody should do Yibam. So Kamash Falan. So Tana teaches me not that way. That at least they have a different halacha. But Dafka Mechatz Mahadri Yibume, it has to be Chalisa first and then Yibam. About Yibam Breshalo, you can't do Yibam first. Because if I do Yibam first, I might be Pogeb Yibam Lashuk. Yibam Lashuk is from the other side. In other words, if she really was not my brother Gershon's wife, maybe she was really Reuven's wife. So if I'm miyabing her, I'm marrying her, but if she can't marry until she gets all the chalitza. So in other words, Merari is the one who's doing Yibam here. So Merari waits till Shimon does chalitza on both of them. Then his brother Kahat does chalitza to one of them. Then when all the chalitza is done, only then does Merari do Yibam. So he's not afraid that it's, you know, nothing to do with Achot Zekukato. And nothing to worry about Yibam al-Shuk. Yibam al-Shuk is the woman can't marry until she goes through Chalitza or Yibam. And if she does, so she's violating, you know, it says, Lotiation made a Chutzli Zar. Otherwise, she violates a lav if she marries somebody. So you have to do the Chalitza first. Okay, let's wrap it up now. Four lines from the bottom. So last case in the Mishnah, each brother has two brothers. So he says, Hatu Lamali, what do I need the last case for? Hainu Hak, that's the same from the earlier cases. So he says, I might have thought in this case, this is, wait, let me just check one second. This is where, one second. Let me add in a little police. So here I have two surviving brothers on each side of the equation. On each side of the equation, somebody's going to do Yibam. So a person might think like this, you know, like in other words, like we have to do some sort of like religious action with each woman, you know. So normally, like if they're doing chalitza on that side, so then I'm doing Yibam here, whatever. But here, the person might think, look, on that side, they're miyabim one. And on my side, they're miyabim one. I don't need the chalitza. In other words, each woman is going through Yibam. I'm good. I don't need chalitza. A person might think something like that. So the Gemara says, so we're not going to make a gzeira like that. We trust that people will do chalitza. Now, the other Gemara asks, my shalami hadidnan, how do we, in our case, we had two sisters. And then with the, you know, the two surviving brothers from each side, so one was doing Yibam and Chalitza, one was doing Yibam and Chalitza. So how come it's different from this Mishnah, which Blinader we're going to have on Shabbos, on Daf Chafav? You have four brothers, and two of them are married to two sisters. The two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, who were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, die. So the surviving brothers, which are Levi and Yehuda, they have to do chalitza and they can't do yibam. So, I should say, Rachel and Leah have to go through chalitza; they can't do yibam. So, how come over there is dafka chalitza? Here, we said one could do chalitza and one do yibam, you know, on each side. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." How are those two cases comparable? The top line of Chafel and Amalo. Hatam either on the Gemara yesh zika. So it's machlok in the Gemara whether there's a zika or not. If there's a zika, means I view the woman as like my wife. So so if I do chalitza with one, I can't do yibam with the next one. In other words, they have two sisters who are married to my two brothers. If I do chalitza with one, with let's say Rachel, so at that point, Leah is achot chalitzato. Leah is the sister, the one that I did chalitza with. Now, Even though, or I'm sorry. Leia, when it starts off, is the sister, the one that I have Zika with. Now I do Chalitza with her, with Rachel, so that terminates the Zika. That terminates the Zika. But the point is, there was a point when Leia, during the Yibam process, Leia was prohibited to me. Leia was prohibited to any of the surviving brothers because she was Achotza Kukato. She's the sister of, in other words, everybody has a Zika with Rachel, everybody's got a Zika with Leia. So then Leia, at all points, was Achotza Kukato because everybody has a Zika with Rachel. Then one of the brothers does Chalitza with Rachel. So that's the end of the Zika with Leia. But now we're seeing the fact that it's the end of the Zika with Leia, that like tars her in this circumstance from ever doing Yibam. Because during the Yibam process, she was prohibited to the surviving brothers for a period of time. So and then the way Rabbi Sablovsky says, Mitam Vadai, she's prohibited. So doing Yibam with her is not an option. The Ilaman the Marshulabatil Mitzvah Yabamin, Ashulabatil Mitzvah Yabamin. There's another way to explain the Mishnah over there, and I could say the Mishnah over there holds Ein Zika. There's no Zika. There's nothing as Chotzukukato or anything like that. But the reason we insist they all do Chalitza, because if one brother does Yibam, I'm afraid that, let's say, the other surviving brother might die. At that point in time, the one who did Yibam, let's say Levi, he can't do anything with the other sister because the sister is the sister of his wife. So he can't do Chalitza with her, he can't do Yibam with her. So I'm totally mevatel the mitzvah. But if Levi does Chalitza, then even if Yehuda's brother dies, Levi could still do Chalitza with the surviving wife. He says, Hachem kol kabakad anymore today, kabat rabbi lei. Here, each one could ostensibly claim, I'm really marrying the one who's my wife. I know this is very complicated tonight, but I think I have to apologize. One second, let me just end the recording.